This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. I do have a special guest. We're trying to get rounded up. In the meantime, our question of the day, let me get that to you because I have a hard time getting that in with Dr. Kelly and Steve. I try to be respectful of their time as much as I can. So yesterday's was cardiologist Sean Wu, MD, PhD, and Yutkan DeMercy, both professors at Stanford University, discovered that a type of acoustic signal could do what to the cells of the heart? Acoustics can manipulate heart cells into intricate patterns. So that is way above my head and knowledge level, but that was the answer to the question of the day. Today, April 25th, 1974, the NFL adopted two new rules plus another change, named the rules and the change. So on April 25th, 1974, the NFL adopted two new rules plus another change, named the rules and the change. That is the question of the day. Answer that on the RushToReason.com website. All right, we've got our next guest lined up here. Dr. Curry Myers joining us now. Dr. Myers, welcome. How are you?
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Death to America. Those chants are going on in all sorts of cities across the country. Street crime is also linked to some of what's going on there. Why, Dr. Myers?
Well, it seems to me we have another manifestation of social contagion going on. I'm a criminologist. I'm not a psychologist.
Okay.
But I study these things in relation to crime. And it appears to me that we have a pretty serious contagion going on called okophobia.
Okay.
Which stems from a deep-seated satisfaction or dissatisfaction or rejection of one's own cultural heritage or national identity. It also manifests itself in the home. So it's a rejection of your own home and your own family. So it's the antithesis of xenophobia, if you will. And it's really viewed, people who are afflicted by this, and I'm not excusing the behavior at all because it's leading to criminal action.
Sure.
As
makes
you
sense.
Just said. But it leads people who have this problem view their own society as backwards, oppressive, morally inferior to other cultures. And for some reason, it seems to be really manifesting itself in younger generation, in particularly young left-leaning women.
Right,
seem
right,
to be
absolutely
suffering from this.
No, I've noticed the same thing. I can't disagree with anything you've just said. The thing I really have a hard time wrapping my head around, maybe it's, I don't know. Maybe the way I was raised, I don't know, Dr. Myers, but I have a really hard time just wrapping my head around why anybody would have these feelings to begin with. So my question is this nature or nurture?
This is definitely, in my opinion, the what I refer to as the advent of feral man. I have a book coming out next week that's talking about the wilding of America,
okay.
And that we are, and it's basically as a result of the lack of faith, family, and formation in
okay.
the home.
And by the way, I thank you for writing a book along those lines. I don't know what's in the book. I can only imagine. I fully agree with just the title alone.
Well, I came up with the concept of a feral man about a year ago because it's been starting to manifest itself, and it's really taken off. And so I lead up to causal reasons. I talk about current crime. I talk about crime in the future, but I also talk about the lack of faith, family, and formation in particular, and break those things out so people understand those causal effects. In my opinion, the real causal reason for crime is the lack of family, faith, and formation.
And I think I and others like me, I'm not the only one. I've got a lot of listeners that will chime in and say the exact same thing. I mean, Dr. Myers, I was raised, in fact, grew up in a time, and I'm 59 years of age, and I grew up in this whole Front Range, Colorado area, and I remember as a kid, you didn't lock your house, you didn't even lock the car. You pulled up to the store, you got out, you went in, you came back out, nobody messed with anything, and I was raised not only in a time, but by a father who is still alive today, and I'm thankful that he is and taught me what he taught me, Dr. Myers, which was you don't touch something that doesn't belong to you.
Amen.
It's that simple. If it's not yours, don't mess with it. It doesn't matter if it's locked, unlocked. It doesn't make a hill of beans bit of difference. If it's not yours, leave it alone. Why have we gotten so far away from that?
Well, and I'm about a year older than you, so we're close, but theft was a major issue. It wasn't like murder, but theft was a bigger societal.
Oh yes,
if you committed theft, you were a scumbag.
That's right, absolutely. Because you took something that didn't belong to you, therefore harming someone else. Right.
Right. Exactly. And I use the term scumbag. I was a law enforcement officer.
Oh, you can use that. I'm an old redneck and never went to college or anything, Dr. Meyer. So yeah, that terminology with me fits fine. You're fine with me. Not a problem.
Yeah. But to your point, it only shows that that lack of faith, family, and formation occurs. This is due to poor parenting.
Yep.
It's due to progressive education because it's getting reinforced. If you don't have faith, family, and formation in the home, you're definitely not going to get it in today's school. Going back to when we were in school, we were formed differently in school than people are today.
Yeah, even in public school at that time, Dr. Meyer, there was this thing called a paddle that hung on the principal's wall.
I knew it very well.
Me too. Unfortunately, I did as well.
Yeah. And all I needed was a couple of times to know it, and it's called focused deterrence.
That's right.
I no longer had to know it. And plus, when I got home, guess what my dad had for me?
Another one.
He had another one.
Yeah, I was the same way. Did we have the same dad? Because it kind of sounds like we might have.
It's very possible.
Well, you know, I laugh, but seriously, yeah. Dr. Myers, I say that we have the same dad. I can say that because back then, if you weren't that way, you were the exception as a dad.
That's correct. And the difference today is that we have a lack of parenting because we have fatherlessness in America.
Yep.
It's huge. We have single-family homes. In many instances, we have live-in boyfriends or girlfriends that live with our family, which could cause problems.
Right.
Because if you're not a blood relative,
it
could cause sexual dysfunctions. All kinds of things could occur. Education has changed, so you're not getting discipline. You're not getting structure. You're not getting civics education.
Correct.
In schools today, we have been exposed to multiculturalism far greater now than in the past, and there's nothing wrong with embracing different cultures. But in America, being an American means you become American first, and your culture and your identity, if it's second, becomes kind of another. In other words, I'm a Viking. My cultural heritage is Irish and Viking.
Okay.
I am drawn to that, but I am an American first.
Correct.
And then the biggest issue that we have today that separates us from the past is social media echo chambers that has increased nomophobia, which is the fear of being without your smartphone. They're saying close to 40% of Generation Z have this phobia as well. And when you don't have direction at home, you're not getting direction at school, or in school, you're not getting positive direction in school. And you have phones that are being lit up with information that is counter to structure and discipline, then you're going to have these social contagions go on. So transgenderism is another example of a social contagion that is gaining as a result of these instances of wear. But if you couple this with the open border issue, Then you have people who have okophobia that are also becoming aligned with people who are into this country illegally that are helping you foment the disagreements.
That's right.
So
we're seeing
that's why we're seeing this Hamas issue. We're seeing young Americans, again, predominantly women being led. Men have a tendency to follow those women.
Yes.
In this case, not like it used to be where men were more leaders. And
that's second whole nother book and conversation. We don't have leaders anymore. That's part of our problem.
Right. And I think men are confused today on what leadership is and what their responsibilities are.
Correct.
Because they don't have faith, family, and formation.
Correct.
And we have an infiltration of special alien populations that now could total more than 100. We have probably more than 100,000 special alien populations, which are individuals from known terrorist countries that have terroristic ties. And we have that many known special interest aliens in the United States. Some of them are on work visas, academic visas, and in here illegally. Well, that's a fertile ground for alliance between the American individuals with the anti-nationalistic sentiments, and then those seeking to exploit our country for nefarious purposes.
It's almost like you're pouring gas on the fire, right?
That's exactly true.
Okay.
So it's leading to that cultural disintegration and national security threats, and it's leading to serious criminal violations, blocking roads, bridges, vandalism, battery, threats against people, and potentially sedition that is occurring that hasn't been enforced in a long time, but there could be instances where we have outright seditious acts that are going on that have to be investigated now. So,
all right, so you're a criminologist. You're way smarter on this than I. What's the fix? What's the answer? And I know it's probably not a single topic answer, but how do we start moving the needle back the other direction, maybe is the best way to say it.
Well, it begins in home. It begins with the reintroduction of one's faith into your family lives. You have responsibility. The church does not have the responsibility.
I agree.
It's there to help, but you have to start that in your house and in your home.
I always looked at it really quick, Dr. Myers. The church is there to just reiterate what I'm doing at home.
That is correct. Yeah, following the structure and the guidelines that's been given to you by
your
faith.
That's right. That's right.
And then the others are forming them correctly. But the biggest issue right now is we have to close the borders, because we're letting people in to help foment that. And then, quite frankly, colleges are not the place to send. Now, I'm a college professor at a Catholic college. We don't have these problems. We have students that want to come to learn and be a part of the academic tradition, but at the same time, they aren't out rioting in the streets and protesting these things. And I don't mind protests. We live in America.
We've lived by that. That's the nature of our country. So, I'm with you. I don't want to shut those down. Although, and I'll go as far as to say this, I've said this on this program already up to this point, when you're chanting things like death to America, to me, that's like yelling fire in a crowded movie theater. In my opinion, there's no difference, and there's no free speech for that.
There is not. And to me, that leads to sedition. That's where those end. And it also foments riots, which is also against the law. So there's many, most states have that at least. So, but the last but not least, colleges are not taking responsibility and introducing discipline and structure into the lives of their students as well. Colleges have a responsibility to follow their policy guidelines and ensure that these are not taking place. And if they are, they need to kick these kids out of college.
Agreed.
And say, too bad, you're out of here. You're violating our concepts. And, oh, by the way, we're also going to file charges. When the police arrest you, we're going to be there to file charges against you.
Dr. Curry Myers, I should say, thank you so much for joining us. How do folks find more about you? Love to have you back, by the way. As you can tell, we think very much the same way. I've enjoyed talking to you. And it's not that I always have people that agree with me. I have people on that don't always agree with me. But in this particular case, I don't know how I would handle somebody that doesn't agree with me, because the alternative is we just keep going down this hole we're already in that somehow we got to start digging out of.
That's exactly correct, and I appreciate you asking. I'm on Substack, drcurrymyers.substack.com. Curry is C-U-R-R-I-E. Myers is M-Y-E-R-S. I'm on X. It's at Dr. Curry Myers. Okay. If you Google Dr. Curry Myers, there's all kinds of radio, television. My Substack comes up. I post often.
Awesome.
With perspectives, opinion pieces, and research papers, and I have a weekly podcast that I do.
Well, I appreciate it. You've been a joy to have. Again, you're welcome anytime. Thank you. Thank you very much. First time we've ever had you, but we will for sure have you back. I appreciate it very much.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Myers. Take care. Have a great evening. Appreciate you very much. And that is, again, Dr. Curry Myers. And we'll have the links to his Substack for sure, which, again, you can link out to some of the other things he just talked about on our website a little later tonight as well. Hi-Fi Plumbing, they are next. Now, again, they can do anything your home or your small business, by the way, needs as well. Now, if your small business is on the 12th story of a building like we're in here at KLZ, no, they're not going to work on your high-rise. But if you've got a small commercial building, in fact, I look out here to the west of us just along Havana, and a lot of the buildings here, High Five could help you guys with on a regular basis, and they're there to help you. $100 off your next visit. We talked earlier in the week about PEX plumbing, so if you're somebody that actually has some PEX plumbing, and if you don't know what PEX is, it's the flexible non-copper plumbing that's been used now for a few decades. If you've got any of that in your home, especially an older home, have that inspected today. High Five would love to do that for you, and it's $100 off your next visit for anything that you need. 877-WE-HIGH-5, that's their number, 877-WE-HIGH-5, High Five Plumbing. Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers, who, by the way, will help you with whatever your mortgage needs are in just figuring out, hey, what are my options? Kurt will walk you through all of those. He has been my mortgage broker now for about 8 years. Give him a call today, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1 to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DOR, equal credit lender.
All right, Premier Home Remodels, don't put that remodel off any longer. If you've been thinking about it or even just chatting about it and you don't know what to do, they've got multiple answers for you. Give them a call today. Find them at klzradio.com.
Call Premier Home Remodels now to get your dream kitchen remodel. Starting the planning phase on your kitchen remodel now will get you back into your beautiful new kitchen by the end of summer. Premier focuses on customer satisfaction to build long-lasting relationships with you as you plan your dream kitchen. They are dedicated to building that bond. Premier treats every project with the exact same care and attention, no matter the scope or scale of the job, because they grow their company based off referrals and customer satisfaction. And it shows in their work. They work closely with you, providing professional input, a broader selection of material, and their exceptional attention to detail to make that new kitchen exactly the way you want it. Premier will do all they can to make your life during construction comfortable and safe. Details drive success when you work with Premier. No matter the scope or size of your dream remodel, start the conversation today with Premier Home Remodels by going to klzradio.com.
All right, Alan Davis, find out whether, Level Engineering, by the way, if solar is a good fit for you. And there's a new program whereby it may not have been in the past, but it may be now. Give him a call today. Find him at klzradio.com.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels, around 5%, and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, hey, we get this question periodically. I've got just a few minutes here before the bottom of the hour. We have another guest joining us. And a lot of you always ask, are we on TuneIn any longer? The app TuneIn, which is a good way. You can always listen to us, by the way, on the 560 KLZ app. So the 560 app inside of your Google Play or the Apple App Store, either one. We're on there as well. Now, if you want to still go through TuneIn, and I know why some people do. I have the same issues in my own home with some of the devices I have. We are now back. For a little while, we were off of TuneIn, but we are back on TuneIn, and you can find us. So what I would suggest is if you're on TuneIn and can't find us, delete your app, reinstall it, and then do a search for KLZ 560, and it should come up. I just checked my own phone, and I had not done anything with TuneIn for quite some time, and it was there. So I haven't deleted, reinstalled, or done anything. But what I'm saying is if you've got any issues, and it's kind of the way apps work, if you have any known issues with an app and you can't get things to work quite right, delete the app, reinstall it, look for KLZ 560. Some of you, I think, also may be looking for Rush Media Group because that's kind of what some of my stuff is on in SoundCloud and so on. But we're not on TuneIn that way. It is 560 KLZ is what we're on when it comes to TuneIn, not Rush Media Group or not Rush to Reason either. So it's going to be the 560 KLZ. It's also not Crawford Broadcasting. So in this particular case, it is 560. So KLZ 560 is how we're listed. The little icon is, you know, our little logo is there and so on when it comes to TuneIn. So yes, we are back on TuneIn. There was some issues that we had with certain ads that were running in certain markets, and we worked through all of that, and we're back on TuneIn now. So, yeah, if you're somebody that uses Sonos or a different car, an app in a car or whatever, yes, you can for sure listen to us now through TuneIn once again. So a little bit of cleanup work there, by the way, on that, because I hadn't talked about that for quite some time. But by the way, thank you guys for letting us know when we're not on something, because that helps me be able to go out and kind of decipher different things. So thank you, by the way, for that. I do appreciate that very much. K&R Home Transitions, by the way, is next. And we're going to talk to K&R actually tomorrow briefly. They'll be with us at 3 o'clock. But if you need help, buying or selling a home, K&R is there for you. You get two realtors for the price of one. They'll take care of you from beginning to end, whether you're on the buying side or the selling side. And when it comes to the sales side, they will do everything they possibly can to maximize your dollars. So when it comes to buying and selling a home, take the stress out of it. Call Catherine and Robin today. That's where the K&R stands, where it comes from in the whole K&R Home Transitions. That's the name, Catherine and Robin, 720-437-8210. And don't forget, your home and the value of works right into your retirement plan as well. That's where Al Smith comes into play. Call him also. Find him at klzradio.com.
Life is always changing. So you need an advisor like Golden Eagle Financial to stay on top of your retirement plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial has experience responding to all the changes that happen in life. New jobs, regulatory changes, family circumstances, unforeseen events. All these things are reasons to make adjustments to your retirement strategy. Al can help you stay on top of these changes and respond in a way that benefits your goals and plans for a purpose-filled retirement. You can't be confident in a piecemeal plan.
You need a solid, time-tested strategy from an advisor with abundant experience. Learn all you need to know about shaping your financial future with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial by going to klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Investment LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
You don't want to be overcharged, and you're concerned about one of your office products that have stopped working. With a service-first mentality, you will never feel uneasy working with your friendly office equipment company, Business Equipment Service. A close-knit, family-owned company will serve you from Denver to Fort Collins. BES cherishes integrity in its employees, treating each person with the same respect. BES values your time along with your business, unlike large corporate office supply companies. They also ensure that their technicians are qualified and efficient when fixing your printer or copier. They desire your trust and confidence to guarantee customer satisfaction. BES is your one-stop shop for your business technology fixing. Visit BESofColorado.com to schedule maintenance or remote support.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Mike Gonzalez joining us now. Mike, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on, man.
I appreciate it. You are a senior fellow at the E Pluribus Unum at the Heritage Foundation in D.C. You spent a few years as a journalist as well, and you have a book out that you've co-authored, Next Gen Marxism, What Is It and How to Combat It?
Yeah, it's very timely right now. That's the reason why it's selling well.
Absolutely.
I should say my co-author is Catherine Gorka, the great Catherine Cornell Gorka. You know, what we're seeing right now, and I want your viewers to understand this, your listeners, what we're seeing at the colleges and universities is the result of this Marxism that Kate and I talk about.
Okay.
It's the result of students being acclimatized to the idea that all of human interaction is to be boiled down to this struggle between the oppressed and his oppressor, and that the oppressed has to overthrow the oppressor and set up a new system. This is Manichaean. That means it's only, you know, good and bad. That's not the way life works. Life is much more nuanced than that. But what it has awful outcomes, and that we see right now with kids supporting terrorists,
yep,
who gang raped women,
yep,
who massacred women, 1,200 people, and disdaining their victims, they're children and women and civilians, because most of the 1,200 who were massacred were civilians. And why do they feel justified in doing that? Because they have been taught this oppressor-oppressed narrative, and that, let me just finish my answer with this, that is pure Marxism. That comes out of the first page of the manifesto.
Yep.
I read it in English, and that phrase in German as well. Marx and Engels in 1848 said that all of human history boiled down to this. Now, Marxism has gone through many different evolutions, but this is undistilled. This is pure Marxism.
I had a guest on just a moment ago that, by the way, I put you guys on back-to-back on purpose because he's a criminologist and talks about the very same thing, only he adds to it that not only is it, which by the way it is, because I was going to say not only is it Marxism, but it's actually now the breakdown of the family, discipline in the family, how people look at one another, what's going on internally in the family, faith, and all of those different things. Although, Mike, I will say they are one and the same because Marxism is also what he was talking about, correct?
Yeah, I mean, look, I hate to go back to the manifesto, but in the manifesto, Marx says, abolish the family.
There you go.
Abolish the family, 1848. And every Marxist since then has called for the same thing. And why is that? Because the family is the basic unit,
yep,
of civil society.
That's right.
That gets in the way of the revolution.
That's right.
So that is completely Marx then, completely Marx.
Yeah, and what we were talking about a moment ago is just the, you know, the criminal aspect of things, how these the, you know, death to America, these protests, and the protests can turn violent at times, and there's criminal behavior that comes from that. And again, you know, he goes back and equates it to the breakdown of the home. And it, and he did say it's education, it's Marxism, it's all the different things. I mean, these things are all wrapped into one. And again, I did this back to back because they fit so they, you know, they fit together because it is one in the same. It's a constant barrage of not only the family, but the education system, our faith, the infiltration of the church, Mike. I mean, I can go down the list. The reality is this is good versus evil, evil being Marxism.
So I invite your listeners to buy my book, Next Gen Marxism, with Kate, because, again, so it's funny because our book is about how Marxism has evolved, but this stuff you keep going back to, and I have to jump in, it's that stuff has to evolve. Because another thing that Marx called for was abolishing God.
Yep.
He said, yep. Marx said that God was the opiate of the people. Yep. He gave people hope, and people should not have hope.
People should, yeah. No, and if anything, Mike, and correct me if I'm wrong, hope shouldn't be in God, but in government, right?
No, no. First of all, you have to be really ticked off. You have to be really upset. Liberation only comes with awareness of servitude. So you have to be aware, as in the movie The Matrix, that you're a slave, Neo,
right?
And you have to then become really, really angry, you know, upset everyone,
right?
Still grievances, especially into the so-called marginalized racial minorities, into the marginalized minorities, instill them with hate, tell them to overthrow society, and then, yes, after they overthrow American society, then we can have a government that's going to make it's going to give us all hope. But in the here and now, living in this systemically racist, oppressive America that they describe, that does not exist, it only exists in their brain, you have to be really upset so you can overthrow the system.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked him. Given that we are where we are today, this has progressed, and you're both right. You mean, and by the way, you both could be super great friends because you talk exactly the same, so there's no issues whatsoever that way. I'm going to ask both of you the same question. You, Mike, right now, how do we turn this tide? How do we get back to where we came from?
Oh, there are many things we can do, and I think Americans are ready for that. I think Americans are hungry. I travel all the time. I'm getting behind the wheel tomorrow, I'm traveling across two states. Last week, I was in California and Texas. The week before that, I was in New York. Americans across our land are hungry for change. They don't want any part of this. They don't want the regime change that was introduced in 2020 with the BLM riots. They don't want what the gatekeepers of our cultural institutions have done. So we, in the policy community, have to recommend policy to politicians so they can help Americans. For example, Americans cannot be subjected, just one small example, to quote-unquote anti-racism trainings that are nothing of the sort. Mm. What they are is brainwashing.
That's right.
Sessions to get Americans to hate their system and change it.
You're right. You are 100% correct. Okay, so before we move on, where do people buy the book?
It's selling super well on Amazon. In fact, the warehouse ran out. We had to rush some new books there.
Okay.
Anywhere you buy books, you know, it should be a Barnes. I've been told it should be a Barnes & Noble now. Okay. But Amazon will get it. You'll get it within 2 days.
And again, bottom line here, and I think to your point, it's timely. It's very popular because as people are looking at what's happening around the country, around the globe really, but around the country especially, and what's really happening right now, especially on college campuses, and I say this all the time, I'll keep saying it, Mike, never in my lifetime, growing up, I'm 59, growing up the way that I did, and looking back at the Holocaust and what happened there, I never thought in my lifetime that this resurgence of the hatred for Jews would be in my lifetime, but it is.
This is unbelievable, unbelievable. In 2024, the year of our Lord, 2024, in the United States, no less, Jews should have to be fearing for their lives.
Shouldn't be.
It's hard to imagine.
It really is. I, Mike, I say this constantly on this program. I am befuddled at the fact that we're even talking about this day and age. This should be one of those givens that it's just not talked about, and it shouldn't even be a topic of conversation, but yet it is.
Yeah, and it's the result of the indoctrination in the children's universities.
Yep.
I just heard an hour ago that USC has canceled graduation.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. So this class was the class that didn't have a high school graduation
because of COVID.
And now they're not going to have a college graduation. Can you imagine doing
Unbelievable.
That?
Unbelievable. That in and of itself is criminal, Mike.
Yeah. And USC, I'm sorry to tell you, USC is not going to be the last one.
No, you're right. No, I agree with you on that. There'll be others that do the exact same thing. This will be just the beginning there. As we all know, one of the major forces when it comes to universities that are out there. So, yeah, others will follow suit with what they just did. You're absolutely right.
Without thinking of the kids, obviously I don't lose sight of the fact that Jewish kids are the ones most impacted by this because the rabbi at Columbia University told them to go home and stay home because it was not safe on campus.
Oh, man. Unreal.
Again, unbelievable. You know, I don't know where you're from, but we're just pretty much the same age, a bit older than you. But, you know, in Queens, New York, in the 1970s, you wouldn't have thought that this would happen again.
Right. No, I grew up here. I'm a Colorado native, grew up here. But, again, I don't know how you would say it, Mike. I mean, my dad was a disciplinarian. I mean, we were not, I mean, racist. I mean, that term, I mean, there was a particular word back in that day that started with an N that if we were ever caught saying, we would have been beat to a living pulp. And I mean that sincerely, Mike, because my dad did not put up with any of that whatsoever. We were to treat all people equally, no matter what they looked like, the color of their skin, their background. It didn't make any difference. We were all equal under the eyes of the Lord, and we should treat each other accordingly.
Well, good for him. Good for your father.
And that's how I was raised, Mike.
Yeah, and that's the way we all should. We should all be raised.
Yeah, and I've raised my kids to be the exact same way, and I'm that way. I mean, I guess at times where I get so again, befuddled by what's going on today is it's like, wait a minute, we're all people. And this whole notion that somehow, you know, the Jews are evil, and we've said it on this program many, many times. Mike, you know this. I know this. My listeners know this. Jews don't run around the globe threatening, terrorizing, using hostages as shields. I mean, Mike, I can go down the line of their things that their opposers, you know, the people that are the countries that are against them do. Israel doesn't do it. Israel only defends itself on a consistent basis. That's it.
That's what makes it so baffling. And the only explanation, as I keep coming back to, is that they have been given this simple-minded paradigm, this model of oppressor versus oppressed. And once you put that in, you can excuse any cruelty.
True.
Justify any act, no matter how heinous. And October 7th was very heinous.
Yes, it was.
Justified.
Absolutely. You are 1,000% correct. Mike, again, thank you, by the way, for joining me. I appreciate it. The book is Next Gen Marxism, What Is It and How to Combat It. Mike, thank you. I appreciate you joining us, sir.
Thank you very much, and God bless you, man.
God bless Thanks. You too, man. Have a great evening. And again, put those two back to back. I'll be first to say, and I told Charlie this, I wasn't sure where that first interview was going to go. I knew it was on this topic. I honestly didn't think that our last guest, Dr. Curry Myers, would be kind of hardcore as he was. I really put, knowing Mike and his book and what that was, I put Mike second thinking I might have to counter some things, quite honestly, that Dr. Myers said, because I couldn't tell from the press release exactly where Dr. Myers stood. And Charlie said a lot of times they'll do that because they want to be on a lot of different stations, not just stations and programs like ours here. And so I wasn't quite sure where that interview would went. So I purposely put one in front of the other, thinking we might have to combat some things. And I had no idea they would dovetail together as well as they did. But literally, they did. They were speaking the exact same words, same language. It all stems from the exact same thing. So, yes, I would highly suggest that you get both of their books, by the way. And Mike's especially that we just interviewed. American National Insurance is coming up next. Paul Lewinberger, great friend of mine. He's my agent as well. And Paul will help you with whatever your insurance need is. And I mean literally whatever that need is. 303-662-0789.
Paul Lewinberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, and get your estate in order today. I heard the interview yesterday that Richard, Walt, and Andy did with Michael, and they had a lot of fun with Michael, and he's a great guy. He'll help you with your estate plan, 720-394-6887.
The right time to do your estate plan is as soon as it crosses your mind. Michael Bailey makes your estate plan convenient and lightens the mood for you so you're comfortable discussing a natural but unpleasant part of life. Everyone says they should get their estate plan done. And Michael knows that often people grab a business card from him, yet they never actually schedule their appointment. You don't have to be super excited about estate planning, but you know you should get it done. Working through the things people don't want to talk about doesn't feel as dark with Michael Bailey, because he's realistic yet positive. He affirms the unlikelihood of something suddenly happening to you. However, things happen that are out of our control, so it's important to prepare in advance. Make the darkness a little lighter with Michael Bailey today by setting your free zero-risk consultation with him right now at klzradio.com/estate or by calling Michael at 720-730-7274. That's 720-730-7274.
All right, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, two locations to serve you. If you want to buy a new used car or have your car repaired, they can do it all. And up in Fort Collins, they're even doing truck and four-wheel drive accessories as well. 303-442-4141 or go to RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, and again, find out what they'll do for you when it comes to an AC tune-up, which you're going to be using next week. Yeah, it's a little cool right now, but it's going to be heating up here as we get into next week. Give them a call today, 303-656-5467.
Something about summer.
Get your whole HVAC system ready for summer with Rheem Certified Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek is offering $50 off their spring tune-up service, and what they offer is what you pay, with no add-ons, trip charges, or other costs. Cub Creek service goes through a 25-point inspection where they'll check the entire system inside and outside of the home. They'll clean the unit and lines completely, even the coils outside or pads on your swamp cooler, and it's all included in their upfront cost. A crucial difference with Cub Creek is that they clean the system before they check it. That means all the buildup, dust, and dog hair won't give them indications of costly issues that can be fixed just by cleaning the system before testing. Get in before the summer rush to turn on the air conditioner with no surprises and know what you're going to pay up front. Contact Cub Creek Heating and AC now at klzradio.com/HVAC.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, in other great news, New York judge says the Second Amendment doesn't exist here. Do not, this is a quote, do not bring the Second Amendment into this courtroom. It doesn't exist here, so you can't argue Second Amendment. This is New York. This is Judge Abina, I'm probably saying that wrong, Darka, suggesting that the Second Amendment doesn't apply anywhere she doesn't approve. What other rights don't exist in New York under Judge Darka's paradigm? Do defendants not have the right to representation? Is free speech non-existent? And do you think Trump will get a fair trial in New York? This is a tweet that I just read to you, or an X post, I guess you could call it. I don't know how you would be long for the bench making those kind of outlandish statements. Again, it is New York, and they're knuckleheads there, and they'll most likely keep her in as judge. And I don't know how that works there, if it's like us here where we get to vote on things or not. I have no idea how it works in New York. Regardless, I don't think that our Supreme Court would take too kindly to those comments. In fact, there was some deliberation this morning just on the whole, you know, can Trump, claim presidential immunity when it comes to certain things? And that was debated this morning in the Supreme Court. There'll be a ruling that comes out most likely in June on that. It'll take them a little bit to get their ducks in a row and make that happen. It'll be interesting to see how that comes out. And that's a whole discussion in and of itself, is, you know, how much immunity should a president get? I tend to lean more, with any president, by the way, I tend to lean more on the side of leniency than on the other side. And that's with all presidents, past and future. In fact, some of the comments by some of the justices this morning was, whatever we do will set precedent down the road for future presidents. In fact, it's more of a deal for them than it even is Trump. And we have to be very, very careful in how we rule on this, because, yes, there should be some presidential immunity. Not that they're above the law, and one of the justices actually said that, not that they're above the law, but they do go through and have things going on as president that, quite frankly, should absolve them from criminal prosecution. And, yes, I do believe that. For example, when Truman decided to drop the bomb on Japan, there would be some that could come back and say, well, that's a, you know, crime against humanity. Should that president be absolved in a wartime, especially when something like that takes place? I would say absolutely. Even if that was a Joe Biden deciding to drop a bomb on Iran, should he be absolved of that? Yes, absolutely. I'll stand by the president, whoever it is, in those types of situations. Now, there's other types of crimes, i.e. treason, which I believe Joe Biden has committed, which I don't think he should be absolved of. That's a whole different conversation. Treason is treason is treason. I don't care who commits it, president or not. All bets are off. That's how I view it. And I would say that the Supreme Court would most likely agree with me on that as well. Got a few minutes here for the end of the hour. John, what's going on in Cheyenne?
Well, it's been thundering here on and off.
Yeah, a little here as well.
Yeah, and you know, I've got a 100-pound dog that's not afraid of a coyote or a mountain lion, but that first rumble of thunder, he's ready to
hop. He doesn't like that, huh? Awesome.
No, he comes running in the house and goes in. His favorite hiding spot is my wife's closet.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's not afraid of anything but that.
But that. Yeah, that's good. I love it. That's funny.
No, I was reading a couple of different things on X, and it sounds like, you know, here's the turnaround. So a president doesn't have immunity. What's to stop them from turning around? Remember, Obama droned and killed an American citizen.
Correct.
Without court.
Correct.
What's to turn around and charge him with murder?
Correct.
Or, correct. You know.
And again, that's another example of, while I was no fan of Obama, would I want to see him prosecuted for that? No.
No. We don't want, you know. Using the judicial system for politics is the worst form.
We do not want to go down that path, John, at all. And that's what's happening right now as we speak.
Oh, that's what they do in third world banana republics that are socialist.
Correct.
We're just going to prosecute you and throw you in jail so you can't run against the other guy.
Right.
It should be interesting because two of the four indictments against Trump in New York are based on the law that they're debating right now.
Right. Right.
So if that gets...
Absolutely. That gets approved, yeah, no, I read that same thing too, John, that depending upon the outcome in June could have a huge outcome on all of that.
Oh, yeah. It could be this could be interesting. And I mean, I heard an interview today, speaking of Trump and this, they polled 9,000 union construction workers in New York.
Yeah.
And Trump wins them wow. by 65-35, and that's in New York City.
Wow.
They're, the Democrats will never admit this, but because of what's gone on in the last year, New York is in play. New York State's in play.
Never thought that'd be the case.
Well, the state of New York, Trump wins. It's the five boroughs of the city and the 8 million people. Well, the four boroughs. He wins Staten Island, too. That's like cops, firemen, and construction workers. All
John, the other thing you got to throw into this is some of what we've been talking about this hour, and that's the Jewish vote now, which really wasn't in play prior.
Well, and hopefully they got guys like me that grew up there walking into Borough Park, Williamsburg, and all the hardcore Orthodox Jewish neighborhoods knocking on doors. You got to get down and dirty and stuff.
I hope you're right.
Are you seeing what Joe Biden, because if you think about it, the president, the governor, and the mayor of the city of New York are all Democrats, and look at what's going on there right now with the anti-Semitism.
Yep. Fact.
But this is going to be a ground game campaign to get New York, knocking on doors, talking to people.
I agree. I hope we're doing that, John.
But that's the way you guys are going to, the conservative movement would take Colorado back. One neighborhood, one state seat at a time in those border, those 50-50 districts.
Right.
Are you out knocking on every door saying, look at what the Democrats did. They're taking your rights away.
Correct. Yep.
And whether it's New York, Colorado, some of the states that people don't think may be in play this year. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we get Trump back in the White House.
I'm with you, John. Absolutely. John, thank you, man. Appreciate that. Very good info. Thanks, man. Have a great evening. Roof Savers of Colorado is next. Dave Hart, he wants to help you with any roofing need you have, whether it's a full replacement. There's storms going on around us right now. You could end up with hail, any other kind of damage. He can help you through all of that, including the claim itself when it comes to insurance. Give Dave a call today for whatever you need help with. 303-710-6916.
Every year, hailstorms ravage Colorado's Front Range, leaving gardens and roofs alike in shambles. From last year's storms alone, there are still an estimated 30 to 45% of roofs that are in need of replacements. That's where we come in. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
We here at Roof Savers Colorado take pride in helping homeowners make the best decision for their home and their roof.
Before we know it, hail season will arrive and your home will need a reliable, sturdy, and watertight roof. We will work with any insurance company to ensure you get the replacement you need. For over 23 years, we have specialized in both repairing and replacing your roof so that you can focus on what's important in life.
Don't let another storm season go by without replacing your roof, leaving your home vulnerable to leaks and at risk of further damage. Call Roof Savers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your roof.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. Little housekeeping. Charlie sent me this. I want to make sure I get this out to everybody. There is a text message phishing scam going on right now when it comes to E-470 tolls. They send a message basically saying, hey, you've got an outstanding amount of whatever, whatever, whatever on your record. To avoid a late fee of $50, visit blah, 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 blah. I'm not even going to give it out because I don't want anybody to actually go to that website. But go to blah, 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 blah to settle your balance. That's a phishing website. It looks very much like the tolls, the C-470 Express tolls website. It is not. It is there to extract data from you, get credit card numbers and other things, and do not respond. They will never, this is in this article today on Fox 31, they will never send a text message telling you that you are, you have any kind of an outstanding balance or you missed paying for a particular toll. So if you get anything like that, any text message at all from any of the C-470, E-470, Northwest Parkway, any of the tolls around here, just delete them, disregard, move on. Don't do anything with it. All right, we'll be back. Hour 3 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.